Mr. Obama, can you hear us? Yes, we can! Yes, we can! U.S. out of Afghanistan!
As the Iraq War hit the 8-year mark, hundreds of people, many of which were veterans of previous and current U.S. wars, gathered in front of the White House to express their dissatisfaction with the war and current occupations.
I'm here because I know what the effects of war are really like. I spent a year and a half in Vietnam back in the 60s, and when we invaded Iraq, it was the same thing all over again.
This money is much better needed at home. We're not making friends overseas, we're making enemies.
You think the majority of the American people now, suffering unemployment, suffering cuts, want their tax dollars, want their sons and daughters to go blowing countries apart that don't threaten us? Of course not.
With hundreds of thousands of Iraqis killed since the beginning of the war and the American troop death toll at over 4,400 in Iraq alone, protesters express outrage that the wars have not only continued, but have actually escalated and expanded in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and now Libya.
The Obama militarism and aggressive wars are like Bush. He inherited war crimes, and he's extending them in Afghanistan and Pakistan, he's intensifying them. That's why I call his government Obama Bush. There's a seamless continuity with all the things that we found Bush abhorrent for.
People are under the impression that Iraq has ended. There's still 50,000 troops there. There's about, last time I checked, there was like 10,000 special forces and combat operations, still running combat operations. People don't know about the mercenaries that we employ that are still there. He's expanded the war in Afghanistan. He's gone into Pakistan. So I'm not very pleased with his foreign policy at all.
After the rally, some of the protesters chained themselves to the White House fence and are now being arrested for civil disobedience behind me. Among those arrested are Daniel Ellsberg, the leaker of the famous Pentagon Papers, which exposed the quagmire of the Vietnam War. One Iraq War veteran described why he partook in the civil disobedience.
I feel at this point, you know, politicians aren't really listening to us. And, like, this is what it's going to take. It's going to take massive waves of people participating in civil disobedience, showing up and, you know, getting arrested or doing whatever else it takes to end these wars.
Mara Jonassi, Press TV, Washington.